Track 5. Staying safe online. The internet can make our lives much easier. These days, it seems you can do almost anything online. But it can be overwhelming at times, and you might be worried about keeping your details safe while you're browsing the web. If you'd like to get online but don't know where to start, contact your local Age UK or Online Centres Network to see what help is available locally. Contact details are on Track 8. In Wales, contact your local Age Cymru. Good to know! You might come across some new terms in this section. If you're not sure what they mean, listen to our glossary at the end of this track. How to recognise suspicious emails. These tips will help you know what to look out for. Does the email have errors in its spelling or grammar, or is it written in an unusual style? Does the design feel off? Check the email address, not just the sender. It may seem to come from your bank or phone operator, but have a personal email address rather than one with the bank's name. Even if an email address looks official, perhaps from the bank or HMRC, it still might not be genuine. If you have a funny feeling it's not, then contact the organisation and check. Don't use the contact details supplied in the email. Does the message use your proper name, or does it start with a general greeting like, "Dear customer"? Is there a sense of urgency, threatening that unless you act now, a deal will expire or an account of yours will be closed? Be aware that you can be taken to a fake website, even if a link appears to be correct. It's best to avoid links and search for the website yourself, so you know it's okay. Is the sender requesting personal information, such as your username, password, or bank details? Does the email ask for money for someone in need, or claim you've won a cash prize? Is there something to open with a message or text saying, "Check this out," or "See what I found," without explanation? To confuse things more, these emails can even come from an email address that you recognise, such as a friend or family member. This can happen when someone's account is hacked. If you receive an email that seems suspicious or out of character, give the person a ring to see if they sent it.
If you receive a suspicious email, follow these steps if you receive a suspicious email. It's always better to be safe than sorry, so if you're not sure where an email's from or it makes you feel uneasy, just delete it without opening it. If an email contains a link or attachment, don't click on it unless you're certain it's safe. Don't reply to spam or suspicious emails, even just to say no. This shows the sender your email address is active and they'll probably be in touch again. Your bank or any other financial institution will never ask for personal information or your PIN over email. If you receive an email claiming to be from your bank, contact them directly to check it's genuine. Use the phone number on the back of your bank card or type their web address into your browser. Don't follow the link in the email. You can also call the centralised number 159 to verify your bank is trying to reach you. If an email asks about account information, phone the organisation directly to ask about the email, using the phone number found on its official website. Don't panic if there's a sense of urgency in the email. This is exactly what the sender wants. Take time to properly check the email first. Forward the email to the Suspicious Email Reporting Service at report@phishing.gov.uk.
Spam. Spam, also known as junk mail, is usually from a person or organisation trying to sell a product or service, often something you have no interest in and haven't signed up to receive information about. These are some common types of spam. Advertisements from a company. Emails telling you about a scheme to make you rich. Emails warning you of a computer virus. Emails encouraging you to send the email onto more people. Most email providers have spam filters that block emails from untrustworthy sources automatically, but it's still good to know what to look out for. Therese, who's 86, said, "Some of these dodgy emails seem so real. My friend lost a lot of money. It's better to be safe than sorry." Next steps. Visit the Protecting Yourself section on the Get Safe Online website for more information on email scams. You can find their contact details on Track 8.
Online shopping and banking. Shopping and banking from the comfort of your home can be really handy. More and more of us are doing it, and it's particularly helpful if you find it difficult to get out and about. However, as with anything, when you're transferring money over the internet, it comes with certain risks. But using a secure website when entering card information ensures your information can't be read by anyone else. What's a secure website? The website address should begin with https://. The S stands for secure. If the address bar, the bit containing the web address that runs across the top of your browser, is green, this is an extra sign that you're using a safe website. You should also look out for a padlock symbol in the address bar. Websites that offer secure payments and other financial transactions, such as banking, need a security certificate. To view it, you can click on the padlock symbol to check the organization is what it says it is. The certificate should be up to date and registered to the right address. The padlock isn't an absolute guarantee of safety, so it's good to be cautious if you still have any doubts. And be aware that scam websites might have a padlock on the actual web page rather than in the address bar to try and fool you. Tips for shopping and banking online safely. If a deal looks too good to be true, it probably is. Be cautious of anything offered in an email you didn't ask for. Use strong passwords. Keep listening to this track for more information. You'll never be asked for your card PIN, but you'll probably be asked for the security number for your debit or credit card. This is the CVV, Card Verification Value, CVC, Card Verification Code, or CVV2, and is the three digits on the back of your card. If you have an American Express card, the CVV is the four digits on the front of your card. If you get a pop-up message warning you about a website's security certificate, it's probably a scam. If you click on it, you might be redirected to a fake website that lets somebody else read the information you're sending. Stick with online retailers that have a good reputation. Plenty of online stores have reviews from previous customers you can read before buying anything. If you're buying something made by a major brand, there's often a list of authorized sellers on their official website. Check where the seller is located. Just because the web address has UK in it, it doesn't necessarily mean they're based in the UK. If you buy from a seller or company based outside the UK, it can be harder to sort out any problems. By law, the seller must provide their full contact details. Watch out for hidden costs, such as VAT or extra postage, especially for transactions outside the UK. For more information on buying from sellers based in other countries, visit the UK International Consumer Centre website. Their contact details are on Track 8. Always use the secure payment method recommended by reputable online retailers and auction websites. Be wary of any request to pay by bank transfer instead. Use a credit card for internet transactions to add extra protection. You can also check to see if your debit card provider offers any protection. If your purchase costs more than £100 and you use a credit card, the seller and your card company are equally responsible if anything goes wrong. Be aware that there's sometimes a card handling fee when you pay with your credit card, though, so check how much this is. Check if your bank offers free antivirus software or browser security products. Always make sure you log out from any accounts so no one who uses the computer after you can access any of your information. Next steps. Refer to our guide, Avoiding Scams, for more information on how to protect yourself. Your local Age UK might offer help with getting connected and staying safe online. Learn My Way, contact details on Track 8, offers free online courses on digital skills, including getting started with online shopping, online payment methods, and consumer rights.
Social networking. Social networking websites are online communities where you can create a profile, exchange messages, and join groups. You can keep in touch with family and friends, share photos, play games, explore online dating, find out about events, and more. These guidelines can help you stay safe. Think about who you want to see your profile. Your profile is likely to be public by default, which means anyone can see it, but you can usually change your settings to make it private. It's best to avoid posting personal information, such as phone numbers, your home address or date of birth, as this is usually how scammers get in touch with you. If possible, pick a username that doesn't include any personal information. For example, don't use Anna Jones 1947. Use a strong password that is different from the passwords you use for other accounts. More information in a moment. Be cautious if people you've just met online ask you to reveal personal information or want to meet you very quickly. And never send money to anyone you haven't met in person. Some scammers use dating websites to win people's trust, so it's important to be mindful of this risk if you're dating online. Be on your guard against phishing scams. More on this shortly. Next steps. Visit the Get Safe Online website, contact details on Track 8, for more information about using social networking sites securely.
Passwords. Setting up strong passwords is probably the simplest, most effective thing you can do to stay safer when you're using the internet. Avoid weak passwords. Weak passwords are made up of common words, numbers, or keyboard patterns. These are some examples of commonly used weak passwords. Password 123456. QWERTY password 1. Choose a strong password. A good way to come up with a strong password that's easy for you to remember is by putting together three random words, such as sky, chair, yellow. You can also include capital letters, numbers, and symbols. Make sure you don't include any personal information, like your name or date of birth, or use our example for your own password. You can save your passwords to your internet browser to make it easier to log into and manage your accounts. There's more about this in a moment. Choose different passwords. Use different passwords for different websites or accounts. It can be tricky to remember lots of different ones, but having one password for all accounts isn't a great idea, because if someone hacks your account on one site, they'll be able to log in to all your accounts. Your email account is the gateway to all your other accounts, so always make sure that the password for it is different. Keep your password safe. Never write down your password. If you need a written reminder, try to write a hint that won't make sense to anyone else, rather than the password itself, and keep it safe away from your computer. Password managers. Some internet browsers have built-in password managers. These are tools that remember your passwords for different sites and fill them in automatically when you need them. When you log into a website for the first time, the password manager will ask if you want it to remember the password. You can choose whether you want it to or not. It can save time, but you should only use it on your own computer. Your password manager login details will be available to anyone you share the computer with, so make sure it's only shared with people you trust, and don't use the password manager anywhere in a public place, like a library. Next steps. The National Cybersecurity Center website has more information about strong passwords and staying safe online. Their contact details are on Track 8.
Protecting your computer. It can be worrying to think about getting a virus on your computer, but there are ways to protect your computer from harmful types of malware and viruses. Install antivirus software. Viruses are malicious programs that can spread from one computer to another by email or through websites. They can display unwanted pop-up messages, slow your computer down, and even delete files. Antivirus software helps to find, stop, and remove these malicious viruses. The type of software you'll need depends on whether you have a Windows or Apple computer. Install anti-spyware software. Spyware is an unwanted program that runs on your computer. It allows unwanted adverts to pop up, tracks your online activity, and can even scan your computer for private data, such as credit card numbers. It can make your computer slow and unreliable and make you a target for online criminals. By installing anti-spyware software, you can reduce the chances of this happening. Dev, who's 74, said, "I couldn't get my head round all of this, but I went on a local course and now I'm much more confident using my computer." Keep your operating system updated. The operating system is the main software program on your computer. It manages all the other programs on it. The most common systems are Microsoft Windows and Apple's Mac OS. Whichever operating system you have, keep it updated to give yourself the best protection. You should receive notifications when new updates are available, but you can also update your software manually. Protect your wireless network. If you use wireless internet at home, you'll have a wireless router. You need to protect your wireless network, also known as Wi-Fi, so that people living nearby can't access it. Read the instructions that come with your router to find out how to set up a key, a type of password, so that no one else can access the internet through your router. Good to know. It might seem like you need a lot of software to protect yourself from online risks, but it's actually very easy. You can buy a complete package that includes everything you need, or get effective free software such as AVG. www.free.avg.com or Avast, www.avast.com. These work on both Windows computers and Apple computers. Online threats change constantly, so once your software is installed, keep it up to date to ensure you have the highest level of protection. Computer scams. Beware of a common scam that involves scammers calling you claiming to be from a well-known IT company. They might ask you to follow a few simple instructions to get rid of a virus, update your software, or fix another issue with your computer. This is to try and upload software called spyware onto your computer, which allows them to access any personal details you have stored there. Legitimate IT companies never contact customers in this way, so never respond to a phone call from someone claiming that your computer has a virus. If you get a call like this, hang up straight away and report the scam to Action Fraud. Contact details are on Track 8. Refer to our guide, Avoiding Scams, for more information on different types of scams and how to avoid them. Bethan, who's 44, said, "I do worry about Dad getting scammed online, but he knows he can run anything he's not sure about past me." Next steps. You can find step-by-step explanations and advice on protecting your computer on the Get Safe Online website. Contact details are on Track 8.
Protecting your tablet and mobile phone. You can check emails, shop and bank online, or explore the internet on tablets, such as iPads and smartphones, so they need protecting too. Start by password protecting any devices. You can download antivirus and anti-spyware protection for tablets and phones. These are often referred to as apps, applications, which is just another term for software. The best protection for your device depends on the type of phone or tablet you have, but you could ask a member of staff in a phone or electronics shop or have a look online for more information. A lot of good antivirus protection for phones and tablets is free. Some free, highly rated antivirus apps are Avast Mobile Security, www.avast.com, Kaspersky Internet Security, www.kaspersky.co.uk, Norton Mobile Security, uk.norton.com. These apps work on phones and tablets that use Windows, Android and Apple products, and it's a good idea to keep them updated. Next steps. Visit Get Safe Online, contact details on Track 8, to find out more about protecting your smartphone or tablet. Refer to our guide, Avoiding Scams, for information on telephone scams, including text messages.
Glossary. Anti-spyware software. Software that protects your computer against pop-ups, slow performance, and security threats caused by spyware and other unwanted software. Antivirus software. Software that detects and prevents known viruses from attacking your computer. App or application. A type of program that you can download for your computer, tablet, or mobile phone. There are hundreds of apps available, some for free. They do lots of different things, from letting you play games and do puzzles, to helping you remember to take your medication, or giving you access to your bank account. Attachment. A file such as a photo, document or program sent in an email.
Browser. The computer software or app you use to access the internet, such as Google Chrome or Safari. Hack. An attempt to gain unauthorized access to a computer or account. Malware. Malware is short for malicious software and is a general term to refer to hostile or intrusive software. Operating system. The software that manages different programs on a computer.
Phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. When criminals direct users to a counterfeit website to trick them into disclosing private information, such as usernames or passwords. Pop-up, a small window that suddenly appears, pops up, on a web page, usually an advertisement or alert. Some are genuine, others aren't. Profile. A description of you on a social networking website that may contain personal details. They can be set as public, viewable by everyone, or private, only viewable by certain people. Router. A device that connects your computer to a broadband-enabled telephone line and provides your home internet signal.
Smartphone. A mobile phone which can connect to the internet, send emails, and perform a number of other functions, like a computer, as well as make calls and send texts. Social networking website. An online community where users connect with friends, family, and other people who share their interests. Spam. A commercial email you didn't request, also known as junk mail. Spyware. An unwanted program that runs on your computer, which can make it slow and unreliable, or even make you a target for online criminals.
Tablet. A larger handheld device with a touch screen which can connect to the internet and be used as a portable computer. For example, an iPad. Virus, a program that spreads from one computer to another by email or through malicious websites. Viruses can slow your computer down, display unwanted pop-up messages, and even delete files. And finally, wireless network, also known as Wi-Fi. This is a way for your computer to connect to the internet without using wires or cables.
Track 6. What to do if you're a victim of crime. Call the police on 999 as soon as you can. You can call 101 to report a crime if you don't need an emergency response. If you think you've been a victim of a fraud or a scam, contact Action Fraud. Their contact details are on Track 8. If you think you've been burgled when you get home, don't go inside unless you're sure the intruder has gone. Call the police straight away. If you're burgled, make a list of missing items and contact your insurance company. They're likely to ask for the crime reference number, which you should get from the police. If you lose a set of keys, get your locks changed. Cancel any stolen bank cards as soon as possible. The phone number should be on your bank statement or any cash machine belonging to your bank. Good to know. The Criminal Injuries Compensation Authority, CICA, contact details on Track 8, compensates victims of crime who have been injured or traumatized. It doesn't replace stolen items. Victim Support, contact details also on Track 8, can provide information about compensation schemes and explain your options. It also gives free, practical and emotional support to people who have experienced crime and runs a witness service to help people who are going to court.
Track 7. Top tips for staying safe. There's a lot of information in this guide, but you don't need to remember it all. You can refer back to it at any time. Here are some of the main tips that'll help you stay safer. Keep an eye out for trip hazards around the house to reduce the chance of having a fall. Get your smoke alarms and boiler or gas appliances checked to make sure they're all working safely. Keep windows and doors locked and bolted where possible while you're out or overnight. If you have one, set your burglar alarm every time you go out. If you don't have one, consider whether you should get one fitted. When you lock up at night, keep the keys to hand, but out of sight, so that you can get out easily if you need to. If someone rings or knocks at the door and you're not sure who's there, or you feel uneasy, don't feel pressured to open it. Never let a stranger into your home unless you're confident you know what they want and they're who they say they are. Cancel milk and other regular deliveries before going away. Leave some lights on when you go out at night, or set a timer switch if you have one. Speak to your local Safer Neighbourhood team or Neighbourhood Watch group about any worries. Be careful of your valuables and your surroundings when you're out. Set strong passwords for any online accounts. Look out for the signs that an email might not be genuine and always be careful opening any links or attachments. Install antivirus and anti-spyware software on your computer and electronic devices. Don't give out personal details when using the internet. Gillian, who's 84, said, "No one should feel unsafe in their own home."
Track 8. Useful organisations. Age UK. We provide information and advice for people in later life through our Age UK advice line, publications and website. Age UK Advice. 0800 169 6565. Lines are open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. www.ageuk.org.uk. In Wales, contact Age Cymru Advice. 0300 303 4498. www.agecymru.org.uk. In Northern Ireland, contact AGNI 0808 808 7575. www.agni.org. In Scotland, contact Age Scotland 0800 124 4222. www.agescotland.org.uk. Action Fraud. National Reporting Centre for Fraud and Internet Crime in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. Call the helpline for advice on preventing fraud and what to do if you fall victim to it, or use the online fraud reporting service. Telephone 0300 123 2040. www.actionfraud.police.uk. Chartered Trading Standards Institute. Use the Consumer Hub to get advice on problem purchases. Find your local trading standards office and search for trustworthy businesses. www.tradingstandards.uk/consumers. Citizens Advice. National Network of Advice Centres offering free, confidential and independent advice, face-to-face or by telephone. In England, call Advice Line 0800 144 8848. In Wales, call Advice Link 0800 702 2020. For online information and to find details of your nearest Citizens Advice in England, www.citizensadvice.org.uk. In Wales, www.citizensadvice.org.uk/Wales. Citizens Advice Consumer Service provides information and advice on consumer issues and offers tips on recognizing email scams. Telephone 0808 223 1133. www.citizensadvice.org.uk/consumer. In Northern Ireland, visit NI Direct. www.nidirect.gov.uk/consumerline.
Compensation Services compensates victims of violent crime in Northern Ireland. Telephone 0300 200 7887. www.nidirect.gov.uk/contacts/compensation-services. Criminal Injuries Compensation Authority, CICA, compensates people who have been physically or mentally injured by violent crime in England, Scotland or Wales. Telephone 0300 003 3601. www.gov.uk/government/organisations/criminal-injuries-compensation-authority. Digital Unite helps older people learn about computers and the internet. There are useful instructions for using technology on its website, and they have a network of tutors across the UK who offer tuition for a fee. Telephone 0800 228 9272. Email du@digitalunite.com. www.digitalunite.com. DLF, formerly the Disabled Living Foundation, provides impartial advice on products and equipment that help with daily living. Telephone 0300 123 3084. Email info@dlf.org.uk. www.livingmadeeasy.org.uk. Electrical Safety First provides free advice on electrical safety in the home and garden. www.electricalsafetyfirst.org.uk. Energy Networks Association. Contact them to find out who your network operator is. Telephone 020-4599-7700. www.energynetworks.org.
Foundations. National Body for Home Improvement Agencies, HIAs, with a website you can search to find your nearest one in England. HIAs provide support for vulnerable homeowners and tenants to help them undertake adaptations and repairs. Telephone 0300 124 0315. www.foundations.uk.com. In Wales, contact Care and Repair Cymru. Telephone 02 920 107580. www.careandrepair.org.uk. Gas Safe Register provides advice on gas safety and maintains the register of engineers who meet the health and safety standards required to install or repair gas appliances. You can check if an engineer is on the register by visiting the website or by calling the free consumer helpline. All registered engineers carry an official photo ID card which displays their engineer's license number and qualifications. Telephone 0800 408 5500. www.gassaferegister.co.uk. Get safe online. Free advice about using the internet safely. www.getsafeonline.org. gov.uk. Government website offering practical information and advice to the public. www.gov.uk. In Wales, visit gov.wales. www.gov.wales. In Northern Ireland, visit NIDirect. www.nidirect.gov.uk.
Handy Person Scheme. More than 70 local Age UKs operate Handy Person services across the country. These services offer older people extra help with small practical jobs, from installing energy-efficient light bulbs to putting on a door chain. These are usually charged for services, and the cost will depend on the nature of the work required. For details of your local Age UK, call Age UK Advice on 0800 169 6565. In Wales, call Age Cymru Advice on 0300 303 4498. Heating Equipment Testing and Approval Scheme, HETAS, H-E-T-A-S. Official body for approving solid fuel appliances with a register of installers, chimney sweeps and servicers. Telephone 01684 278 170. www.hetas.co.uk. Immobilise. Online property register where you can log your possessions. The police use it to trace lost and stolen items. www.immobilise.com. Information Commissioner's Office provides information about data protection. Telephone 0303 123 1113. www.ico.org.uk. Learn My Way. Free online courses for beginners on using a computer, browsing the internet, sending an email and finding work online. www.learnmyway.com.
Master Locksmiths Association MLA, professional body of locksmiths that produces a list of members, available free of charge. Telephone 01 327 262 255. www.locksmiths.co.uk. Money Helper. Gives impartial information about financial products and services and offers tips on everyday money management. Telephone 0800 138 7777. www.moneyhelper.org.uk. National Association for Professional Inspectors and Testers, NAPIT. Provides details of qualified electricians and installers. Telephone 0345 543 0330. www.napit.org.uk. National Cyber Security Centre. Information and advice from the government about staying safe online. www.ncsc.gov.uk. National Grid Gas Emergency Number. If you smell gas, call the 24-hour gas emergency number. Telephone 0800 111 999. National Security Inspectorate, NSI. Certification body for the security and fire protection sectors in the UK. Telephone 01 628 7648. www.nsi.org.uk.
Neighbourhood Watch. Neighbourhood Watch schemes are voluntary crime prevention groups that work in partnership with the police, local councils, and other agencies involved in community safety to prevent crime. They can offer help and advice. Telephone 0116 402 6111. www.ourwatch.org.uk. Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service offers free home fire safety checks in Northern Ireland. Telephone 028 9266 4221. www.nifrs.org. Online Centres Network provides access to computers and the internet and helps people gain basic digital skills. Use the Find a Centre facility to locate your nearest online centre. Telephone 0114 349 1666. www.onlinecentresnetwork.org. Police.uk. For non-emergency information and advice in England, Scotland, Wales or Northern Ireland, telephone 101 www.police.uk. Police Service of Northern Ireland provides free online information about crime prevention. You can also ring up to check whether a doorstep caller is authentic and to get advice and support. Telephone 101 www.psni.police.uk.
RNIB, Royal National Institute of Blind People, offers help and support for people who are blind or partially sighted, has information on lighting in the home and advice about sight loss. Telephone 0303 123 9999. www.rnib.org.uk. RNID, Royal National Institute for Deaf People, provides advice and support for people who are deaf, have hearing loss, or have tinnitus. Telephone 0808 808 0123. Email contact at rnid.org.uk. www.rnid.org.uk. ROSPA, Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents, provides detailed advice on specific safety problems. Telephone 0121 248 2000, www.rospa.com. Royal Mail Keep Safe. Service to hold your mail while you're away and deliver it when you get home. Telephone 03457 777888. www.royalmail.com/keepsafe. Safer Neighbourhood Team. Offers free crime prevention advice and home security assessments. Contact the Safer Neighbourhood Team at your local police station for more information. www.police.uk. Secured by Design. Security products that are licensed by Secured by Design have passed police standards and tests. www.securedbydesign.com.
Security Systems and Alarms Inspection Board, SSAIB. Responsible for certifying organisations who provide security systems, fire alarms and telecare services. Search the website for an SSAIB-approved organisation in your local area. www.ssaib.org. Trustmark. Government-backed scheme to help you find reliable tradespeople. Telephone 0333 555 1234. www.trustmark.org.uk. UK International Consumer Centre. Provides advice on problems with traders based abroad. www.ukecc.net. UK Fire Service. Provides information on fire safety and the UK Fire and Rescue Service. The website contains a directory of all the fire and rescue services in the UK. www.fireservice.co.uk. And finally, Victim Support. Charity that provides free and confidential help to victims and witnesses of crime in England and Wales. Telephone 0808 1689 111. www.victimsupport.org.uk. In Northern Ireland, contact Victim Support NI. Telephone 028 9024 3133. www.victimsupportni.com.
Help us be there for someone else. We hope you found this guide helpful. When times are tough, it's so important to get some support. Did you know you could help us reach someone else who needs a little help? Here's how. 1. Give your views on guides like this. Our readers panel helps make sure the information we produce is right for older people and their families. We'd love you to join. Go to www.ageuk.org.uk/readers-panel. 2. Donate to us. Every donation we receive helps us be there for someone when they need us. To make a donation, call us on 0800 169 8787 or go to www.ageuk.org/donate. 3. Volunteer with us. Our volunteers make an incredible difference to people's lives. Get involved by contacting your local Age UK or at www.ageuk.org.uk/volunteer. 4. Campaign with us. We campaign to make life better for older people and rely on the help of our strong network of campaigners. Add your voice to our latest campaigns at www.ageuk.org.uk/campaigns. And 5. Remember us in your will. A gift to Age UK in your will is a very special way of helping older people get expert support in the years to come. Find out more by calling 020 3033 1421 or visit www.ageuk.org.uk/legacy.
What shall I do now? You may want to refer to some of our relevant information guides and fact sheets, such as Avoiding Scams and Adapting Your Home. You can order any of our guides or fact sheets by giving our advice line a ring for free on 0800 169 6565. Lines are open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. 365 days a year. Our friendly advisers are there to help answer any questions. All of our publications are available in large print and audio formats. There's plenty of really useful information on our website too. Visit www.ageuk.org.uk/homesafety to get started. For the contact details of your local Age UK, call Age UK Advice free on 0800 169 6565. Age UK 0800 169 6565, www.ageuk.org.uk. You can also find us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. Age UK, staying safe. Keeping yourself safe at home, out and about and online. Age UK is a charitable company limited by guarantee and registered in England and Wales. Registered charity number 1128267 and registered company number 6825798. Registered address, Age UK, 7th floor, 1 America Square, 17 Crosswall, London, EC3N2LB. Age UK and its subsidiary companies and charities form the Age UK Group. Item reference, ID 20496007/23. Age UK. Registered with the Fundraising Regulator.